Hey folks, back on the Boss Man Show on your radio. We're going down to a city I know very well. I was just there for the Final Four, New Orleans, to talk to Yaya B here with me here on the show. What's good with you down in the NOLA, the N-O?
I'm good. I'm excited to be on the show. I want to thank you for the opportunity of being on the show. Yeah, because we don't really, you know, we don't get that many opportunities down here. So I feel like, thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of like too much that haterade going on in the end, though. Like, you do something, they get jealous of you, and they want to bring you down because they ain't doing it. I know how it is, so we try to get opportunities wherever we can.
All facts. That's the biggest thing down here. And that's why I'm putting so much stuff in motion to get out of here, basically. Like, I'm coming back to the A, so, you know, that's why.
I feel that. So tell me about this. What inspired you to become a content creator on YouTube? What about the YouTube game, you know, piqued your interest?
Well, what really inspired me to do it, it actually started right here at home in New Orleans. Like, you know, social media are just going out. You know, we party down here, so we always getting dressed to go somewhere. I mean, dressing our best. Like, that's just a New Orleans thing. Like, when you get dressed, it's like, put your best. If you was going to wear that to the club, you can wear that to New Orleans, DJ, Second Line, Super Sunday, you name it. We dress down here. So that's just the way it is. So every time, all the time, I'm always dressed up. That's just who I am. Like, my friends always be like, I didn't know you was gonna wear heels, and I didn't know. I'm like, dress the way you dress, and I'm gonna dress the way I dress. No be doubt. You, and I would be me. So the reason I'm saying all that to say, as far as my hair, makeup, clothing I wear, people always like, well, where you get this from? Or where you get that from? I need, like, they always did ask me, like, dang, I really need to know where you got this from. Down to the eyelashes. Where you Damn. Got the eyelashes from? So I'm like, you know what? Bet. I'm just gonna... I watched YouTube. I started watching Aaliyah J. She was like one of the first YouTubers, and she was doing makeup. And I was like, I don't know if I really want to do makeup, but I think I do want to just, you know, show people where I get certain things from. And that's where it started from. So I'm like, and I know the name Rolling with Yaya B is because in New Orleans, we always rolling. We always on the go. So it's like, it's never a standstill moment. It's always like, okay, we went to this party and I was next. We went here and I was next. So it's
no
like
doubt.
Rolling with
y'all be. So you rolling. So I feel you. Yeah. I see your Instagram right now. I mean, you a thick piece, I tell you that.
Can't hear that enough. Oh my God.
Eating good down in the neighborhood. I feel you.
Yeah, we definitely eating good. And then I could cook. Like, I'm one of them. I can cook from scratch.
Okay, what's your dish?
What's my like favorite dish to cook?
Yeah. What are you cooking? If I showed up in New Orleans for a Pelicans game in the playoffs, maybe.
It's really up to what you want. Like, honestly, I like to cook what other people really like. Like, I really cook a lot of soul food, like cabbage, red beans, greens. Like, I like
cabbage is nasty. Ribs.
Cabbage is nasty. You gotta try my cabbage before you say that.
I don't like it. It's too nasty.
I wouldn't even do it. You gotta at least try it.
I don't like cabbage. Now, I like red beans and rice and gumbo.
Okay, well,
Cajun rice, I like that.
I would do the red beans for sure.
Seafood ain't my thing. I eat shrimp and catfish.
That's anybody that, I feel like anybody who's really not from New Orleans, and I'm like a lot of people I run into, and they're like, I don't really like seafood like that. A lot of people like shrimp. I love shrimp too, but I'm a crawfish fan. I can eat 5-6 pounds of crawfish.
Like the juicy crab to me, does not eat. Or papados, I'm not gonna get my attention. Like,
I like juicy crab. Now,
I don't
like
understand the little the half boil, the egg or whatever, the juice in the daggum bag. I don't want to say that garbage. I kind of want that crap. I don't want this damn long ass crooked leg.
New Orleans crawfish is a little different. I just gotta brag different about that. We're a little different.
Yeah, I don't understand the throwing the live fish in the water, then the idiot lobster trying to get out of the water. I don't need that garbage.
Yeah, you can tell you don't like seafood.
I don't need that garbage.
Oh my God. He's dissing seafood. I don't know how I feel about that.
Like, what is this garbage? They say, come to a crab boil. What the hell is that? You gonna boil an idiot crab in some water? The hell is that about? Not,
they have a lot of people that like crabs. Now I do. A lot of people love crabs.
In Atlanta, I'll be like, I'm not coming there. I don't. You have any shrimp for me or some catfish?
So they just do crab. They don't do like, when they have their like seafood balls and stuff, they just do like a crab ball. They don't do like crawfish. All just the crab, whole
but I'm like, I don't know. Why am I here? Like, and plus I don't like how I smell either.
Oh, Lord. I would say the inside, but never mind. I'm going to leave that way.
I'm just saying.
A lot of people talk about that.
I said, it smells like somebody ain't washed themselves. That's what I said. I said,
look, and I always get mad when people say that, because I'd be like, now you make me don't want to eat it.
I'm like, I know y'all done washed yourselves over here, but somebody ain't washed themselves over here. I'm like, why am I here?
Man.
That's what I was on. But yeah, I feel you. I feel you, though. I feel you. The seafood is going. Yeah, IG, I see it's you guys. I see your dog, which is right next to you. You know, you got your poses, so you know you're growing your following. I see a brand ambassador. So tell me about this brand ambassador thing you're doing.
So the brand ambassador, that one is something I really, really do like. I have a lot of people that reach out to me on a regular, especially like as far as like people, like companies that have like a lot of shapewear and stuff like that. Like, that's the most, like, this industry, you know, nowadays with all the surgeries and everything. So, you know, everybody wants the shapewear. Everybody wants to see what you're wearing.
Trust and believe. Looking. I know it all too well in Atlanta. Trust me.
I had two friends die
from it too.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody, the companies is trying to sell what everybody want, basically. Definitely they writing about that. Like, it's, and then the thing about it is, when you are a brand ambassador, most of your products that you're getting is free. So they sending it because they want you to review it, they want you to show it to your audience, they want you to show their product. So this is the big, I have like two companies like that actually recently reached out to me that I'm working with. So that's definitely a big thing. And I was actually shocked at one of the collaborations that I got, which was with Java Coffee. I was like, I love coffee. Like, that was the biggest shock. I was like, I don't know. You know, they was like, I saw your Instagram, and I saw that you're a content creator on YouTube, and we wanted to reach out. And I was like, y'all don't understand, I really love coffee. So that one was really big for me. That one was really fun, like, to create drinks and stuff for them. So, yeah, that stopped me from going to Starbucks for a little while.
Yeah, you shouldn't go there anyway, for many reasons.
I make my own coffees at home, but
they'll throw me and your ass out because of our color.
I didn't read that much into that. I didn't read that much.
I mean, you got to be on top of this. Like, Home Depot don't want us there either.
Well, I don't have a reason for that. I have to call somebody else for that.
I go to Lowe's. Shop at Lowe's. Hey, look, I will boycott with my money. If you treat us as wrong, I will not go to your business.
So that means I need to start reading more into stuff like that.
Yeah, you need to quit giving money to people who don't love you. You know, okay. You need to get you with some black boutiques to find some clothes to...
See, you know. I was doing that. Let me tell you about that. Now, that topic, I don't know if you want to talk on that topic.
I'm open to talk on it.
Okay, so that's I'm glad you brought that up. As a matter of fact, I don't know how it is in, like, as far as Atlanta and other places, but as far as like New Orleans, so what I was doing, like, I want to say last summer or whatever the case was, instead of me going to like Fashion Nova and all these other companies buying stuff, I was like, you know what, I see that New Orleans have a lot of black owned businesses, so as far as food and like clothing, I was like, I told my sister, I was like, let's just shop at black owned businesses. It doesn't always work out. Cause let me tell you, weekly, I promise you, weekly, I was buying from two different businesses. Like, that was really good. Like, their clothes was really good. The quality was real good. All of that. But with black owned businesses, people are very, what is the word? I really don't want to say that they ignorant and they really, but it is what it is. Like, they're real ignorant.
They're not business savvy.
Customer
service savvy.
They're not customer service savvy at all. Like, I had a girl that was, as a matter of fact, this outfit right here, like, I really like this girl clothes. I really was like, you know, always buying her stuff. She was like, you my girl. You know how, you my girl. You always support this, that, and the other. Then I had another person who was actually like my homegirl. And I would meet up with her and she was like, I promise you, you buy my clothes. As soon as I get them in, you're like, come on, pull up. You know, and I'm like, yeah, wherever I'm at, pull up. And I would do it like at my sister's shop because my sister lash tech. So I would be like, you can meet me over there where I know it's other women at. So I'm trying to help them out. Like, you could drop my order off. And that way they can see that you have this, that, and the other. And she was real good. I'm not going to cap. She was about the only one that was really good. She reposted. She always showed love. But this one person that I'm talking about in particular, the girl had, I don't know if it was like what was really going on with her. I don't know if it was something like close. And I don't know. But she really would be like, no, you can't get this outfit because you can't fit this. No, I don't think that's going to stretch because I had on this size and this. And I'm like, sweetie, I know what size I wear and I know what I can fit. Can you bring me what I'm asking you for? Well, I'm going to see. And then she'll be like, oh, I had sold that one. I thought I had that one in stock and it's not in stock. I'm like, okay, bring me this next size up then. Oh, okay, I'll bring that. And I'm like, okay. So I saw that started happening a lot. I'm like, so then when something becomes too big and I told you, you know what I'm saying, what it was. And then it's like, oh, well, this is an attitude. It's almost a fighting situation. I'm like, love, I'm not trying to fight with you behind me supporting you and your clothes because I actually have other people that's calling your phone for you to pull up on them or they can pull up on you. So yeah, you do, but I'm just saying, I feel like you got an attitude. I said, you know what? I'm done altogether. I'm done. I can't go through it. I don't know if other people go through that, but that's definitely like.
Let me ask you a question. How was she shaped? that's very important.
Yeah, how was she shaped? I know that was the problem, but I didn't want to be that girl. Like, I don't want to be the mean girl, you know? So
tell her that if the Lord didn't give it to you, go buy it like everybody else do.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say anything. I mean, I had it, but I still wanted it. I did it. Like, I mean, I still got old pictures up. So everybody, you know what I'm saying? But I wanted what I wanted. That's just sometimes just the way it is. It doesn't really matter.
I always tell them, you can go buy whatever you want.
Yeah, go get what you want. Go get what you want. I'm not against it at all. If it look good, it look good. So everybody don't look good with it. Everybody can't go get it.
Well, I know a chick who went and got her supposedly an ass job and came back with still no ass. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, I mean, I know people that shouldn't get it because everybody don't. Like, I already have, like, huge thighs and calves and, you know, I'm breasts. But everybody shouldn't do it. I feel that way. It's not for everybody. 100%. Everything is not for everybody. Everything is not.
I agree with that as well. Like, you know, to each his own. Like some of my I'd be like, look, you don't need to do this.
Yeah. Why? You gotta just be honest with yourself or be honest with your friend or whoever.
It's not folks ask me the reason that I'll tell you the truth. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like that look terrible on you.
Yeah.
I'm the truth friend.
Right.
I'm the truth friend that's gonna be like, nah. But I think Gal jealous of your shape because she ain't got what you got. See, yeah, that happens a lot. I know a lot of women in the industry. A lot of women who I said sometimes if the designer ain't got the shape you got, they gonna try to play games with you.
Yeah.
You know, you try to find you a boutique where the gal and you kind of have a similar shape. So it has to be this way, so it won't be like what you're talking about.
I did. I promise you, and I really did, and that person did the same thing. That person did the same exact thing as far as the sizes, and I don't think this and that. Yeah, it's the same thing every time. So I just stopped reaching out to that person. And I recently reached out to this new person that has the same type of look, you know what I'm saying? And I recently, like, maybe like Valentine's Day, I reached out, and then I reached out after Valentine's Day, and it was the same thing. I was like, okay, I'm not gonna get anywhere here. So
yeah, you might even start your own boutique where you won't be hating on nobody.
I actually have a something in the works. So I did like a soft opening. It's actually lingerie, and it's lingerie, but me and my, it's a business with me and my sister, basically. So we just was like, we gonna branch off into not just women, but men as well. So it's a sleepwear and lingerie for men and women.
What's it called? So people can go check it out. What's it called?
It's Dramatically Dreaming. I did a soft opening and I sold out as far as the city, but coming real soon. The website will be coming real soon. Everything is coming soon. That's why it's funny that you did say that. But the page is getting a lot of follows from my original page. So I'm happy about that, because when it do actually drop, then I know people will be ready to shop. Oh, that rhymed. I wasn't even trying to do that.
Oh, you might need to do, yeah, that was pretty damn good, considering you're not a radio person.
Right.
That's something I could do on the spot, but hey, you come trying to do what I do on the spot. I feel you. You know, right. Now, how do you, I like your content, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing your thing. You're going through New Orleans, you know, a lot of water down there. I can't swim, so I don't like all that water.
I can't swim either.
But your ass over here taking a picture by feet, wrong step or the wrong wind blowing your ass in the water.
Look, why was everyone so scared? Like, on my, everyone was so scared when I was standing up that it was, get down. I was like, what the problem is? But I love water. I don't know if it's the Aquarius in me or what it is, but anytime I'm around water, just like a water scenery, I'm at peace. Like, that's just, I don't know. I said I was going to take some swimming lessons. I tried before Corona happened, and I was, you know, Corona.
That I've been trying that for years. I love the beach too, but I can't swim. I just be like, I'm going to go to the water, let the water come touch my feet, and I'm going to go back. I'm going to look at ass all day. Ass.
I really want to learn how to swim. That's really, I was just talking about that this morning. It's so funny, because I was like, I feel like it'd be haunting me that I can't swim, because I always, like, if I'm a dreamer type of person, and every time I have a dream that we went somewhere, like, just real nice vacation mode and everybody in the water, and I'm just looking like, ugh.
Yeah, like, you know? Now, same here. Me and my ex was supposed to go do this swimming thing before COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
But then COVID, we broke up because of COVID. Because her ass was doing stupid crap. And I got a daddy that's in his 80s. I ain't trying to kill my daddy because your ass is stupid. You know, so. That's how that went. Like, look, I got to kick at my daddy. But you, I said, Heifer, I can bring it to his ass and kill him. I said, yo box ain't worth killing my damn dad. Put his ass in the damn box. You feel me? Yo box ain't worth putting him in the box.
Right.
So, now, mind you, I like your box. Mm-hmm. I like going in your box. I ain't going to put my daddy in a box to get to your box.
Okay. Period.
You making a bad decision. But my dad's still alive now. So
nah, that's good.
So, screw you.
Yeah.
Folks, well, I recently lost my mother. Go ahead.
I was saying, I recently lost my mother, so that was like, that was like a real, I don't even really have words. It's crazy. That was in December before Christmas. Yeah, it was unexpected. It was, yeah, she went in her sleep. But next to her husband, like, I actually have my story on my channel, the way it all happened. It's crazy the way it happened. It's the hardest thing, because me and my mama was like best friends. So
no,
I'm still trying to kind of get through it. And every day is hard. Like, my mama, let me tell you something about that.
It never goes away.
It never
goes away.
Right. Right. I know, because I have really bad breakdowns randomly, like real random. Like, I can be driving. I can be just waking up. I mean, it's hard.
I know how you feel.
That's the hardest
and
thing.
you know, the thing about it is just make sure that this, I'm gonna tell you this, is on Mother's Day, don't go on social media.
Yeah,
don't go to church that day.
I can't even celebrate Christmas, and that was my favorite holiday. I lost my mama maybe a week before Christmas.
Yeah. So yeah, like, cause see, I had to tell my friends, don't talk about your mama around me.
Thank you.
Cause don't you realize that's a soft spot for me, and I will kick your ass.
You just hit home for me just now, cause that's really what I've been. I really been feeling like I've been screaming kind of at people, like y'all so inconsiderate to the fact that I lost my, not just my mother, but my best friend. Y'all don't understand it. Y'all gonna sit in front, and it was when my mama passed. It was during a time where I had to step out of who I am and plan a funeral. I had to go pick out casket. I never did that before in my life. I have two brothers incarcerated, wrongfully incarcerated at that. But that's just a whole nother situation. Nah, but now, that's all on my plate now. That's all on my plate.
You gotta, I have a boundary. Don't discuss your mama with me.
I thought I was being mean. I thought I was being mean about it.
Because see, they don't understand. They still got their mama. They don't get how we feel. So like, that's how me and the dude quit being friends. He drugged me to church on Mother's Day when I said I don't want to go. I knew how it made me feel.
Yeah, like take what I'm saying and be considerate. That's all I'm asking. And
then he told me that I need grief counseling. Nah, Negro, F you. I know how I feel. I knew it was, I don't want to hear about nobody great grandmama or nobody grandmama, my mama dead, okay?
No. So, and you know what's funny? My own birth, I'm going to just call him a birth father. My own birth father, he was like, right when my mom had, before I even buried my mom, oh, call your grandma this, that, and other. She got to go to have surgery. Mind you, my grandmother is very old. Very, very. She lived her life. She's old. Call her because she's, you got to check on her because she went to surgery. Lord Jesus, and this, that, and the other. I'm looking, and I promise this was me the whole time. I was so angry. Like, I clicked out. I lost it. I would be honest with you. I lost it. I said a whole lot, okay? And how selfish y'all are. Y'all being real selfish, and I really haven't even buried my mama yet.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, and this people knows about me. I don't do with my family because of my mother's death, okay?
We must be twins. We really must be twins. I think that we're twins. You really understand. This is really deeper than what I thought it was going to be.
Yes, I understand everything you're saying.
Thank you. And you said everything that I've been saying over the time that my mom has been gone. I'm like, y'all really... Every single word you say, that's me on the regular. That's regular for me.
And it's okay. You know, people had this whole fantasy about family. I'm saying, well, my father told me they're human. Because treat them individuals as humans. Because you have a last name tie or biological tie, don't exempt them from being human and having to treat you with respect and right. So, because you're my family, it's not exempt you from me cutting your ass the fuck off.
Okay. Okay, and I promise you, I could count on my hands how many family members was actually there for me. And I'm talking both sides. I'm talking both sides of my family. I couldn't believe it. And my brothers, they actually, they got a Zoom call, which I feel was real messed up. You know, when you're incarcerated, you're supposed to, if it's your mother, they're supposed to release you. Both of my brothers actually is fully vaccinated. I'm not, never will be, but that's a whole other situation. But they are, and they were supposed to let them come home. They got a Zoom call, seeing that my mama, first of all, funeral was empty like that. They lost, they messed their head up because it's the way that people, so many people around you when you're living, so many people act like they with you when you're living, like they your family when they're living. And that, but my friends that I haven't seen since high school or haven't been around since we've been adults came around, and those women showed up like I never I could have never dreamed about, and I respect them, and I'm going to forever respect them forever for that. Because I didn't see these women in a long time, but they was there for me in ways that was shocking me. Like, it was taking me back. Like, I was just like, wow. And because all I could think in my mind is my own family on both sides, not even there. And people, when the ones that was around, was complaining about things like, my name not in no obituary. My name, I didn't get a picture in obituary. Just then, I'm like,
they changed my mama's obituary behind my back.
Oh, that was also mad because I wouldn't let nobody else handle that besides my sister. I don't care whose name it is. As long as my mother and her kids is in there and my grandfather that I know that, yeah. I don't care.
I got attacked in my own mama's funeral. I got attacked.
Oh, they knew better.
The words of comfort, I had to pull out my straps. Y'all would join her today. One more little snide remark, a little crack. You gonna join her.
It's really sad. That's really sad. In the black community, as far as that.
People, like, I've had women get mad at me because you're not a family man. No, that's not true. I still mess with my family because of how they are. And I know how they are more than you know how they are.
Right. You can't judge me on what you don't know.
But I have been judged because I'm not close to neither one of my sides of my family. I know why.
Know me before you judge me.
Like, I know why I do what I do, how I move and how I move. I'm pretty confident in that. And then because we have a commonality and a bloodline, don't exempt you from being cut off and out of my life.
No.
Because.
And I really have so much to say, and I'm just really sitting here like, because I feel what you're saying. And I really, that's why I said myself, I'll be honest. I said to myself and to others, I was like, I need counseling. Because the shit, the things I'm holding back is crazy, because I really have so much to say. And that's why I told my sister, I said, I'm about to start going live. Because I have so much to discuss and so much to say. So it's just like, I'm bottled up. Like, I haven't, you're like really the first person that I'm really sitting here and I'm really like, it's, everything is mutual as far as that topic, for sure. Like, yeah. It's okay to
tell people to go to hell and F off. It's okay. Like, see, yeah. See, people live in this fancy world. Like, oh, we're family, kumbaya. You can't choose your family.
No.
But I could choose not to F with you if I choose not to F with you.
Yeah, because I don't mess. I could count on one hand how many people I mess with, how many people is in my circle.
Let me tell you a quick story. I had a surgical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to my family to bring me something. No, while I was offered a text and to call Kroger to deliver the food.
Wow. I'm not even shocked.
Wouldn't even come by. Said, come by. I was testing them out. You feel me? Right. It was a test. I was good.
Right.
It was a test. See, they always talk about you don't want to be a part of the family.
Right.
Let me try to be part of the family, right?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and do that.
And you fail miserably. Then,
mm-hmm.
I had to have a follow-up procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Called three of them. Did I get a return call back or a text?
No.
But you want to be mad because I don't F with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I test people.
Mm-hmm.
I give opportunities to screw themselves.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about a lot of family members, even the very closest ones to you, even it could be siblings. People are very envious. Like, I deal with so much envious stuff that I really want to say this because I feel like a lot of that envious stuff at least they try to stop me from being successful. So with my, and I hate to like kind of be that girl or try to be that person that's just saying that, but I'm just speaking from what actually happens and what actually goes on with me. So as far as my following on Instagram, that started from a picture that my boyfriend, three or four pictures that my boyfriend took of me for Valentine's Day, and I posted. From there, it's nonstop. That's what it started from. My boyfriend taking a picture, three pictures, and that was it. And now every picture is like, I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah, because, I mean, people, man, I didn't have no support. I really got to say, like, my boyfriend is, like, my biggest supporter, and I'm not really being one of those people that's just, like, my boyfriend, no. Like, it's really, he's been there before my mom even passed, and not that long. Not that long at all. Like, I want to say it's been 6 months or almost 6 months, but this man has been there for me from, like, oh, my God. I wasn't sleeping when my mom passed away. When I tell you no sleep was, if no sleep was a person, that was me. And he would just, it was just like, I can't believe that this man could really be, that a man, first of all, I feel like men in New Orleans is just whatever. My man, he's not from New Orleans at all. But I'm happy where I'm at. And I'm happy the type of person that I do have in my life now to like constantly push me. Like, he pushes me for everything. He pushes me, you're sleeping too long, get up, be active, go to the gym, go sign up for the gym. I just signed back up for the gym. Like, it was just so, I was like, I'm gonna do it, just let me do this. He like, no, do it now. Like, mm-hmm. Stop procrastinating, do it now. Like, don't, like, and it's like, he fussed at me, like, take this like this, do this like that. I'm like, I get you.
Yeah, I ain't gonna argue back. Because he cares, and you know, that's the thing about it in the industry you and I in. If there's a partner who understands the grind and what you're about.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like, for me, what I have a rule with women, you don't understand nothing about radio. So don't try to tell me nothing about radio. You don't know anything about. Anything besides that, I'll listen to you. But yeah. Try to tell me how to do my, I'm doing this before I met you. So I think right. I had it under control.
Right.
I don't. Anything else besides radio, I'm open to listen to you about it. Right, just don't tell me right. How to do radio, how to do this. Right. I've been doing this 13 years. I think I got that on the lock.
Right.
You know, so that's something in Atlanta. The women don't know that their boundaries in Atlanta. They try to think they know. I said, you don't know anything about this.
Yeah, you stay in your lane and I'm staying mine. That's
there you go. Stay in
your lane, I'm staying mine. That's the same thing here. It's the support. That's another thing I kind of want to talk about, like, as far as Atlanta. I used to live in Atlanta. I want to say maybe, like, 4 years ago, I moved out there, worked out there for maybe almost a year. It was just, like, my mom was here, and I thought about the fact that my brothers was incarcerated, and my mom was like, I just really wish you would come home. I was trying to get her to come out there, but it was just, like, situations where she just couldn't get up and move like that. So I came back home, and I came back home for my mama, so that's why it really affected me a lot that my mama is gone now, because my mama was my biggest supporter. Like, I couldn't get, and I don't even want to, hold on, give me a second, because I don't want to get emotional. Hold on.
Compose yourself. I got time.
See?
I get it. I understand.
It's just like, as far as my YouTube, how a lot of people even, like, I mean, of course, like, before my following was what it was, I posted little clips from my channel and all kind of stuff, like, you know, but my mama was really the reason why I kept pushing, because every day she would be like, well, you ain't send me the link to the vlog that you dropped, well, you just that and other, and I'm like, Mom, you really into my, yeah, and how I get it on my living room TV, because I just bought this new TV, and, you know, and I'm like, and she like, and I ain't get the latest one when you went to Atlanta, and when you did this and you did that, and I'm like, wow. But my mom, she would call me and just be on the phone, like, if I have my friends over there, she want to know, if she had a TV on, well, what that is in the background, well, who that is, I'm like, Mama, that's my TV. But that's just like, I'm like, all right, Mom, I'm going to call you back. No, I'm not getting off the phone. Nope, I'm just going to sit on the phone and I'm just going to listen and I'm going to talk to you. But that was my support system. When I started my boutique and I was like, let me just do a soft open just to see who support, just to see who's going to shop. My mama was the first one to, I told people at my job, the people calling me on the phone, like, what you have in inventory? Okay, when you get your next inventory, call us, this, that, and other. Oh, we saw your channel, this, that. I'm just a phone call just from my mama at her job. Like, a lot of people getting on the phone like, you keep pushing, you do this, you do that. And I'm like, wow. But within my own friends and my own, like, family, like, outside of my mom or whatever the case is, it was just like, Yo, you know, I know a lot of people, oh, my kids be on YouTube. Oh, I don't be on no YouTube. I don't look at no YouTube, this, that, and the other. I'm like, wow. I'm like, I can't even get support. Then as far as my friends, I'm like, you know, and I know your family is always, because the envious shit, that, I'm sorry, it just brings me back to the people being so envious. I really hate that so much because I'm not that kind of person. I'm really a good person, and I'm always trying to help the next person. Like if somebody has something going on or anything, it could be a party, it could be a get together, it can be just, I just need somebody to talk to. I'm coming. That's who I am. Or if you never had a party in your life, I'm gonna throw you a party. But that all has stopped now that my mama passed away, because I've been seeing, and my mama been telling me, but I really see now. And it's so sad to say, even the people that's within, like in my circle, those probably 5 or 6 people, I ask, did y'all see my channel? Oh, I ain't, because I don't be on it. Oh, this, that. It's always an excuse. So I'm like, I'm seeing other girls that's like in Atlanta or wherever they may live, California, Miami, people getting support from their channel or getting support from just other people. And it's like, my channel is sad to say, it's not moving because I don't even have a support system just within my own city. Just within, like, you gotta, it's sad that numbers really matter. And I'm really seeing that a lot because with my Instagram, it's like, oh, a lot of big people that's in the city, like, you know, that like to get together as far as the promoters or the club owners or the just other, you know, influencers online. I didn't see a whole bunch of those people in my DMs, watching my story, looking at this, that, and the other. And I'm like, So y'all, that's all because of numbers.
It's all the perception that you're popping.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
But see, for me, I don't deal with perception people.
Yeah, me neither.
If you wasn't there doing the building, and you only around now because you see some progression in your little mind, I'll sit on F with you.
And that's the exact point I'm making. To say the least, that is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I said all that just to say that. And just that I'm a person that I know I have the link. I have the link and I can tag my videos, but I'm waiting till I get to a certain point because I am a person that likes to plan out everything. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm reaching for. I know what's the end game for me. You know what I'm saying? I always know. It don't matter if I'm ordering food. I can pull up, order my food. The next person's going to be like, what you got? I'm just going to get what she get. No, I know what I want. It don't matter. Restaurants, if whatever, life in general, I know what I want and I know what I'm gonna get, because I'm that person. I have a lot of faith in God, period. And I ain't never been wrong yet. I'm a dreamer. Everything I dream come true. Like even to the house that I'm in, and I'm not in nothing so luxury, but I dream my truck, I dream my house, I dream this street. I didn't know what the street was when I dreamed it, but I'm living it, and I know it's only gonna climb from here. But I just didn't know that my mama wouldn't be included in that dream. But I know she's still going to be with me. But it's just, you know, yeah. I don't know if that makes sense or whatever, but.
I get what you're saying. I've lived it already.
Yeah.
I've lived it.
Yeah, so that's the reason why if you look at my YouTube channel and you look at my Instagram and the numbers don't add up or the views don't add up, but now it is, oh, girl, you're consistent. Oh, this, that, and the other on my YouTube channel. Oh, dang, you dropped another one? Oh, another one? Yeah, 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And instead of me doing it at like 10, like I said, I randomly drop it. Y'all know the days is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But I randomly drop it. And then I'm going to be bringing soon Throwback Thursdays. So anything y'all didn't see, or if y'all want to see when my mom was here, that last Thanksgiving that I had her, that's coming out. But the hardest thing for me to drop is her funeral. And I know that's what everybody waiting on. I know that's what they're waiting on. But it's like, it's to sit there and edit and have to put my mama through, it's very hard. I can't touch it. I want to, but I can't.
I feel that. I understand it totally. But yeah, like I was laid out, like, family ain't all it is up to be. And just because somebody close to their family, you don't understand what people, why they ain't, you don't understand why. I wouldn't be a good father because I ain't a family man. I wouldn't be a good family man because I ain't, man. How can you project it upon me? You don't know why I'll do what I do. I'm very binary. Either you F me or you don't F me. I'm binary.
I like you because I feel like you're the man version of me. I really feel like that because everything you said is I feel that because that I say this stuff all the time. That's why I'm really keep just smiling and laughing because I'm like, I almost don't even have to say anything.
I just keep it real. Like I keep it simple. Either I am with you or I don't. Right. And I ain't fake or phony, so I ain't about to be hee hee ha ha with you. I don't like your ass.
Right.
If I don't F with you, I don't F with you. Like it's apparent. Like I'm at my workplace, which is like NBA games, NFL games. I don't talk to you. That's because I don't fuck with you.
Exactly.
And like, I don't like you.
Like Cardi B song.
Like last night at the Hawks game. Some lying jabroni showed up. Yes, just lying, Negro. You always lying about something. Got some story to sell, Negro. Hey, get out of my face. I don't hear your lie. You should be a politician once your ass lie. He got, every time he lying about, he got some story, man. You lying.
Yeah, I know a person like that.
You know, I just ain't got time for it because I don't need your energy around me.
Yeah, it's all about energy.
The folks think out. Some folks think I'm mean and I'm harsh. I ain't about to give everybody a bit for the freaking doubt. Forget that. You are what you are. We're grown now. How you act is how you act.
Right. I said people are afraid of the truth. People don't want the truth. They want you to cap with them. I'm not capping. You are what you are.
You don't gotta say it like that. They that way. That's what killed me about some black folk. No lie. I always give somebody a bit for the freaking doubt. Always. Mm-mm. Why can't we just call it what it is?
Right.
Why always gotta be a reason or a couch? It is nah. Dudes effed up. Dude sucks. He this and he that. This is what it is.
Yeah.
Why I gotta be nah. It can't be that. Why we always gotta try to play this shell game? Dude was just effed up. He's effed up.
Right. Right. I get called the bully without being called the bully because I tell the truth, because I say what's on my mind, because I let it be known what it is. I'm the bully. How am I a bully? I'm just letting you know what it is. Like, that's like within my friends, within my life. People don't want to really be around me like that because they can't take the fact that I say what's on my mind and I know what it is. Like, if you tell me something and you want me to give you my feedback, but then you're going to get mad at what I say?
It's a song for that from the Gab Band. Me actually made a song, I Can't Take the Heat. They can take the heat. Hold on, that song, Slow Down. I Can't Take the Heat. That song, my daddy played that song to this day. Yeah, that's what that song was about. Also, the OJ's Backstabbers.
Yeah.
That song. Smiling in your face all time will take your place.
I'm going to take your place.
The Backstabbers. Also, the industry of truth. Smiling faces sometimes. They don't tell the truth. My daddy put me on them songs.
All facts.
So them old school songs have so much facts to them. So that's how I live my life.
Yeah,
I ain't got no shit because I with you or I don't. I make my decision about you. That's what it is. I ain't gotta do that. Like with women, when I see women coming with some BS, we good.
Yeah,
I can't deal with you. You on some other stuff. Why? But I said, nah, we good.
Yeah,
I'm okay. I'm fine moving on with somebody truly. People say you may have missed your mate. Well, maybe so. In my decision making process, saw a red flag and I moved on early. And I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
She may could have, I don't care what she could. She's messed up. Look, this is my thing. I know how I'm gonna present myself as a real dude.
Mm-hmm.
This is my default who I am. If you gotta, you know, work up to showing me who you are, or you this is what nah, because I always tell people all the time, somebody does the first time who they really are.
Yeah, believe it the first time.
How they move the first time is where they really are.
Yeah.
You got to apologize to me. You showed me who you were the first time. That's your default setting.
When somebody, I just had a bad day. Or, girl, I was drinking. No, don't wait till you drink and tell the truth. Because you're telling the truth.
That's who you really are.
Yeah.
See, on this radio, I present who I really am.
Yeah. And that's how I am on my channel. My authentic self. I'm not pretending. I'm not faking. I'm not going to do that. I'm not covering up anything. So I don't really have to edit. I'm just putting videos together. I don't have to cut anything out. I don't have to edit. I am who I am, and I'm not going to cover up for nobody. Why?
And as I said on the show before, I've been offered deals at different stations and different corporate media entities because they tell me if I would calm down and be more presentable, and don't cover racial topics or stuff. They would sign me. I said, I'm not going to be your slave boy, your field Negro. Ain't happening, Captain. I'm going to do this my way, independently Black-owned show where I can do what I want to when I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you can do about it and stop me. So that's what we got going on here. Before we go, y'all, tell them how to find you, Instagram, YouTube. They can follow you and get your content, and we will wrap it off there. The floor is yours.
Okay. So y'all can find me on Instagram, y'all. I'm sorry. I was really, really listening to what he said, like, because he really make a lot of sense. If y'all have not, I'm just going to say that. If y'all have not sat and talked to him, or y'all feel like y'all really need somebody to talk to, y'all definitely need to get on Busman Radio for real, y'all. This was, like, really more exciting than I thought it would be. I have to just say that before I leave. He's really the realest, and I love people like that. That's who I am. So if you do want to, you know, subscribe to my channel, follow me on Instagram. It's Yaya B, just like you hear my name, but it's with 3 E's. _ But as soon as you put Yaya in the B, it's gonna pop up on Instagram. My YouTube is Rolling with Yaya B, and it's Rollinwith Yaya B. So I already told y'all how to spell. Y'all should know how to spell Yaya. That's no, you know.
Those slow people in the back, though, y'all say
Y-A-Y-A.
For the slow people in the back here, we got some.
Also, you can just hit the link in my bio. The link is in my bio in case. Because I think a lot of people just don't see the link in the bio. The link is in the bio. So also, if you want to send me an email and you want to, you know, do a collaboration or whatever, that's in my bio as well on Instagram. So, you know, just reach out. I reach back out. I check my email all day long. I have to check my email all day long. So this was really a really good. Thank you for, like, having me on your show, because I really appreciate that.
Now, before we go, this quick story from last week. We had a contest where I sent an email out saying it gets me by EOD. Mm-hmm. Said, what does that mean? You don't know what EOD mean?
EOD? I don't know what EOD mean.
End of day?
End of day? I feel stupid.
I said, y'all know what EOD? You don't have a real job?
Look, not even somebody thinking about it, like, EOD.
You need somebody end of day or EOB, end of business? What does that mean?
So, well, thank you for teaching me something, because now I didn't learn two different things. So now I know what it means when somebody put EOD, okay?
End of day, EOB, end of business. Now, in medical terms, it could be explanation of benefits, because you with your medical insurance, if I send you a mail, it's explanation of your benefits. EOB can mean that in a medical sense, but also end of business.
Right. Like, okay, I got that. Thank you.
Like
when somebody teach me something.
Y'all Negroes, what does EOD mean? What does that mean, boss man? I'm like, I email back. Do you have a job? You have a deadline?
Well, at least they honest. Look, at least they honest. Some people be like, you'll be like, all right, hit me up, EOD. They're like, okay, all right, fine, that's fine. And the whole time, like, I don't know what that means. But they ain't gonna say it to you.
I got some horrible things that I said no, and that was a stupid M Alpha that sent me a picture of his Johnson. Like, what was that for? Did I ask for that?
Right.
Well, you said EOD, you know that? No, that ain't what that meant, fool.
Right, dummy.
Why? Yes, that happened last week during a hair contest to get some tickets away to go to the Hawks game. And yeah, we got some stupid emails, boy. Stupid emails. Wow. Stupid.
Yeah, I got a few of those to my email. I was like, okay, delete. Why would you send that to my email? Why would you take the time?
Okay, and first of all, I'm a man who's clearly straight.
Yeah.
So why did that come to my email?
Because
I thought you said it's EOD. No, that ain't what that mean.
They gonna take a chance.
I blocked him, but I sent the email before I blocked him. Do that again, right. I'm gonna find you.
Okay,
we have a problem. That, like, never in your life you can send a picture of your Johnson in your life.
Right,
my email.
You do better when you send it.
like really, like we he have a contest for tickets to a game.
Right.
Sending pictures of Yo Johnson. What the?
He thought that was gonna make him get the tickets.
What the heck? It means you won't get the ticket. That's that means you will never or won't. That won't get you what you need, sir.
Okay.
I don't roll that way, my man.
Right.
Stop those who do, but I don't. Me right. personally,
that's so disrespectful.
Yes, folks. It's Yaya B on the Boss Man Show on your radio. We're out.